This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is not ruling out requiring all federal workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Earlier this week, the VA became the first federal agency mandating all its healthcare workers get vaccinated. After speaking at the nation's intelligence headquarters, the president was asked if the mandate may extend to all federal employees.
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
His spokeswoman earlier saying the administration will keep looking at ways to both protect the workforce and save lives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tokyo has reported its highest daily number of new coronavirus infections just days after the Olympics began. AP correspondent Charles Iledesma reports.
The Japanese capital counts 2,848 new COVID-19 cases, exceeding the earlier record of 2,520 cases from January 7. It brings Tokyo's total to more than 200,000 since the pandemic began last year. Tokyo is under its fourth state of emergency that will last through the Olympics and into the Paralympics next month. Experts have warned the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Games, which started last Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union is on course to hit a target of fully vaccinating at least 70% of the adult population by the end of summer, given that the percentage of those 18 and over have now received a first dose. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the bloc had reached the milestone of 70% of adults receiving a first dose and 57% fully vaccinated. This is VOA News. South and North Korea have now restored their once severed hotlines as part of efforts by the two countries' leaders to rebuild strained ties. Seoul's presidential Blue House said on Tuesday, South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have exchanged multiple letters since April and agreed to reconnect the hotlines. North Korea's official news agency KCNA also said all inter-Korean communication channels resumed operation at 10 a.m. Tuesday in line with an agreement between Moon and Kim. The U.S. government has suspended cooperation with Guatemala's Attorney General's office in response to the firing of its top anti-corruption prosecutor, saying it has lost confidence in the Central American country and its willingness to fight corruption. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Jelena Porter told reporters in Washington Tuesday that the decision by Guatemala Attorney General Consuelo Porras to fire Juan Francisco Sandoval, the special prosecutor against impunity, fits a pattern of behavior that indicates a lack of commitment to the rule of law and independent judicial and prosecutorial processes. It had only been hinted at in previous public examinations of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Scores of rioters attacked police officers, not just with makeshift weapons and stun guns and fists, but with racial slurs and accusations of treason. Four officers, two from the U.S. Capitol's office and two from the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department on Tuesday, detailed the racism and bigotry they encountered during the violent assault on the Capitol. Their direct harrowing accounts laid out the hours when the pro-police sentiment of Trump's supporters was pushed aside, consumed by the fury of wanting to help him in the White House. And a man accused of killing eight people, mostly women of Asian descent, at an Atlanta area massage business or business says, pleaded guilty to murder in four of the killings and was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Robert Aaron Long, who is 22, still faces the death penalty and other deaths, which are being prosecuted in another county. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.